I'm going back to South Carolina. My home's in sunny South Carolina. My home's in sunny South Carolina. I'm never gonna see you anymore, more, more. I'm never gonna see you anymore. Rock my baby feeder candy. Rock my baby feeder candy. Oh, rock my baby feeder candy. I'm never gonna see you anymore, more, more. I'm never gonna see you anymore. Where's that finger ring I gave you? Where's that finger ring I gave to you? Oh, where's that finger ring I gave you? I'm never gonna see you anymore, more, more. I'm never gonna see you anymore. How am I gonna keep from crying? How am I gonna keep from crying? Oh, how am I gonna keep from crying? I'm never gonna see you anymore, more, more. I'm never gonna see you anymore. I'm going back to South Carolina. I'm going back to South Carolina. Oh, I'm going back to South Carolina. I'm never gonna see you anymore, more, more. I'm never gonna see you anymore.
Seems to be accustomed to mention the personnel of the groups that come out, and there haven't been any personnel changes among us. We have the same wife and the same children. They keep changing because we can't stop their growing. Peggy and Gretchen aren't going to help us on this one. Dan and Molly are going to sing an old answer back song called Paper Pins.
Give to you a paper and pins, that's the way my love begins. If you will marry, marry me, you will marry me. I'll not accept a paper of pins, if that's the way your love begins. I won't marry, marry you, I won't marry you. I'll give to you a coach and four, so you may ride from door to door. You will marry, marry me, you will marry me. Not accept a coach and four, so I may ride from door to door. I will marry, marry you, I will marry you. I'll give to you a gown of green, so you may shine like any queen. You will marry, marry me, you will marry me. I'll not accept a gown of green, so I may shine like any queen. I won't marry, marry you, I won't marry you. I'll give to you a red silk gown with silver tassels to the ground. If you will marry, marry me, you will marry me. I'll not accept the red silk gown with silver tassels to the ground. I won't marry, marry you, I won't marry you. I'll give to you a blue silk gown with golden stitches all around. If you will marry, marry me, you will marry me. I won't accept the blue silk gown with golden stitches. I won't marry, marry you, I won't marry you. I'll give to you the keys to my chest, so you can have money at your request. You will marry, marry me, you will marry me. I will accept the keys to the chest, so I can have money at my request. I will marry, marry you, I will marry you. You love coffee, I love tea. You love my money, but you don't love me. I won't marry, marry you, I won't marry you. Well, I guess I'll be an old maid. Take my chair and sit in the shade. We won't marry at all, at all. We won't marry at all.
Here they come, the A.C. Reynolds School Square Dancers from Asheville, who've been charming us all day yesterday, to charm us again today with Baron DeBose as their leader and that good old Brunswick Georgia band, the Bluegrass Pals.
Yep, Rebels.
Oh, excuse me, the Bluegrass Rebels. They're different. To know that now that the noon concert is over, that the Punch and Judy show is going up on up in front of the museum. And we'll end our morning program with the Florida Wildlife Boys. Now, don't go away. The food will be right there waiting for you. Let's give them a great big hand, the Florida Wildlife Boys.
Stand that you change your mind. Let me go on out and tell a cab to keep his meter flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, child, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. Lord, I just can't stand to hear the big jet engine whine. Break my mind. Break my mind. How you gonna break my mind? Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcase, saw the scales and time. Let me go on out and tell a man to keep his meter flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, child, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind, break my mind. Lord, I just can't stand to hear the bitch Eddie and Jones whine. Break my mind, break my mind. Oh, Lord, if you leave me now, child, you're gonna break my mind. Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcase off the scales in time. Let me run on out and tell the man to keep your meter flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, child, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind, break my mind. Lord, I just can't stand to hear the bitch Eddie and Jones whine. Break my mind, break my mind. Oh Lord, if you leave me now, child, you're gonna break my mind.
Thank you, thank you. We have playing bass fiddle for us the turkey chaser down in South Florida. He works down on the edge of Lake Okeechobee. Neil Eichels, he's a technician from the Gainesville Research Office. Playing banjo for us, banjo Bob Phillips from Italy.
Bundawai, 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 oh. Bundawai, Bundawai, baby, I don't know.
Won't you come to me, baby? Won't you bring me my bail? For a ride and a fight on a Saturday night, they got me down in the Bundawai jail.
Bundawai, Bundawai,
Bundawai,
oh. Bundawai, Bundawai, baby, I don't know.
Bundawai jail is cold and damp, the rats that cover the floor. Just 10 and 3, you're gonna set me free, I'll be free forevermore.
Bundawai, 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 oh. Bundawai, Bundawai, baby, I don't know.
I'm sorry for all of my fighting and causing you all this shame, but the tongue of old Hoedown Clemens has been scandalizing your name.
Bundawai, 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 oh. Bundawai, Bundawai, baby, I don't know. Bundawai, 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 oh. Bundawai, Bundawai, baby, I don't know.
Woo, thank you.
Yes, pals. From Jupiter with Frank Cunningham as the leader.
Must have been a giant up here a while ago. If he could.
Was.
There's four of us. Howard Walker on the fiddle, Ella Mae Walker on the big string bass, Ron Chivers on the guitar, and I'm Frank Cunningham. But Howard and I are going to start this off by ourselves with a little old-time sound of just a fiddle and the five-string banjo. Very much. This next song Coming to Life, yep. This next song I'd like to do was written by a man that lived in West Palm Beach, which is pretty close to where we live. And it's written about the Suwannee River. It's called My Cabin on the Banks of Old Suwannee. And we're going to steal a little bit of Stephen Foster's compositions and let Howard double string this fiddle just a little bit to kick this one off.
Dixie, where the mockingbirds are singing all the day. That is where my mom and dad and sweethearts are waiting. With a smile, I know they'll welcome me someday. Mother wrote to me and said, son, won't you hurry? For we miss you very much now, don't you see? That is why I'd like to be down south in Dixie. In my cabin on the banks of Old Suwannee. I've been everywhere along the Mississippi. Oh, I've seen everything a country boy can see. That is why my heart is longing for the home place and the girl I left down on the old Suwannee. I can hear the hound dogs baying in the moonlight. I can even hear my mother call to me. That is why I'd like to be down south in Dixie. In my cabin on the banks of Old Suwannee.
This is my wife, Mandy May, the pride of Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We're gonna... Ron, get up here, we're in the middle. We're going to do one more and then run. This one's called the Cannonball Blues. This is one of A.P. Carter's grand old songs.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. Today I'm so lonesome, I don't know. Because she's gone, she's solid gone. See that train rolling, rolling down the track. Getting her away, ain't never gonna bring her back, my brown eyed babe. I'm leaving you. Baby, she left me, even took my shoes. Enough to give a guy those doggone weary blues. And now she's gone, she's solid gone. She starched my jumper, washed my overalls. Then she caught that train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo to Washington. That train rolling, rolling round the curve, whistling, blowing, straining every nerve, and now she's gone, she's solid gone.
Thank you.
And you're going to stand by to play for the dancers. Sit right down back there and don't go anywhere. Yesterday at noon, a nice lady from Jasper caught her foot in a root right over here and fell. And she was taken to Jasper. She's pretty good, but we have a dilemma. Her car is here, and the lady who came with her can't drive it. And we need a good driver to take the lady and the car up to Jasper. Now, we hope that a volunteer will speak to our traffic control man, or better still, speak to Barbara over here to my right. If you do that for us, she'd like to go. Everybody seems to be enjoying the noon, and some are not on time. And we don't like that. We like you to be on time. But Curly Deacle's on time. Let's welcome the Whip Cracker, the best one in the land. Let's hear from D.D. Yokley and the Banjo Ranch. I think I saw them back there.
Thank you, folks. I'll introduce...
Speak right into the mic, here. Please.
Thank you, folks. I'll introduce the cast here with Mrs. Richard Morgan and Harry Trott and Bob Rogers. I play an old number I've played for years, Brown Eyes, Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Thank you.
just when the Saints go marching in. Playing. Let's give them another hand. It's a pleasure to introduce our genie of 1968, Susan Straley, the winner of the $1,000 award in February. Handsome young man by the name of Dan Tillinghast. First time with us, all the way from Miami. Welcome to Florida Folk Festival at long last, Dan.
Thank you. Change that to Hollywood, would you?
All right, Hollywood.
We got to be prejudiced.
Hollywood, Florida.
Right. This song is one of the lesser known songs about railroad trains, which founded the West in this country. 'Twas a dark, stormy night, not a star was in sight. A cold wind was blowing down the line, and the brave engineer with his sweetheart so dear was waiting to pull on number 9. Well, she kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, and the joy in her heart she could not hide. But the whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. Well, the wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along. The black smoke came pouring from the stack. The headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. Then his brave heart stood still as he rolled around the hill, for a headlight was gleaming in his face. And he murmured a prayer as he turned on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found, lying there on the ground. He asked them to lift his weary head. As his breath slowly went, this message he sent to the maiden who thought she soon would wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I thought we'd be happy by and by. And I will it to you, for I know you'll be true, till we meet at the Golden Gates. Goodbye.
Thank you. I'd like to do one now that was written by a gentleman who is here, but not performing, one Will McLean, called Wild Hog.
There is a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful tushes, dark to brown and yellow sand. It was on a summer's evening, pretty near the setting sun. I wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. There he stood, his
red eyes burning, slobbers running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chilled me to my very maw. Times at night I gets to thinking, and the shivers colds my spine. I walks out into the moonlight, that old wild hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful touches, dark the brown and yellow sand. Dark the brown and yellow sand, wild hog.
See, I have to hold your feet to the fire and their feet to the fire, too, or we would never get through for midnight. Let's welcome A.C. Reynolds School Square Dancers all the way from Asheville, North Carolina. And Frank Cunningham and the Bluegrass Pals accompanying. Said, well, he didn't know. His daddy gave it to him the minute he dropped off the kitchen table on the floor. He was born, he was birthed on the kitchen table by a midwife. And it was stylish to let him drop on the floor. And Pappy named him Town Hall, and he's been a great pleasure to us. Let's give him a great big hand.
Tell you right now, I'm in a hot spot though, following that ranch banjo crowd and this good crowd playing banjo music. I'm really on the spot. And instead of playing two or three songs clear through, I'm going to give you a couple of verses of four or five, because this is my last appearance and the last time I'll have. The first one, you can see what you think it is. Daddy, woman when she takes no champagne. Boy, he's from there.
Now, you know the old-timers are noted for politeness. You'll find no more polite people in the world than the Indians. And they're completely relaxed. They wouldn't offend you for anything on earth. But some of you all are offending because you're standing up in front of folks and you're just working like an ant bed. You ought to see yourselves. It's ridiculous. Now sit down out there. And and when somebody's performing, you stay still. Now, will you proceed?
This is about a little hillbilly girl. Her husband never could keep her from slipping the bridle. You'll see what I mean when I play it. You better be glad if you don't have one like her.
Side and a possum by the tail. There you may have old Duke Clark, Cali Betty Bell. There you may have old Duke Clark, I'm going to leave this well. Now here's one that I never did try to play till last summer. I heard it in the Kentucky Folk Festival. About 20 women are playing it on dulcimers. Mm. And it's a love song from Kentucky. A little girl called Shady Grove, and that little country boy was so wild about her, he would stay till the sun goes down every evening before he'd go home. Like a blooming rose, hair the deepest brown. She is the darling of my heart. I'll stay till the sun goes down. Wish I had a big white horse to feed him on. A little wife he stay at home and feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, stay at home and feed him when I'm gone. Now I'm going to try a verse or two, a chord or two of another song. This is especially for you, good old church folks. I know you've heard it in your churches many a time. And it's for a lot of others that I wish would go to church with you. See if you can tell what it is.
Thank you for playing Amazing Grace for us. There's a nice big hole that needs to be filled up right over here. All you people standing up in front of folks, go sit over here. Be polite, and when there are singers on the stage, please don't move around. And my goodness, you know, we just complain all the time. We're scared it's gonna rain. Or if the sun's shining, we're scared we're going to get freckles. Or get a little suntan or blistered. Now just enjoy it. Enjoy that sunshine because we ordered it. It's exactly what we ordered. All right. Now let's welcome Heather and Terry Vick appearing for the first time from Apopka, two lovely singing sisters.
Down upon the Suwannee River, far, far away. I'm a common, for my head is bending low. There's where my heart is turning ever, there's where the old folks stay.
Hi. We'd now like to sing a very old ballad for you.
Okay. Well, the preacher went out walking. It was on one Sunday morn. Of course, it was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Well, the bear sat down in the middle of the road, just as mean as he could be. And the preacher, he commenced to shaking, and he climbed up a cinnamon tree. And the bear stood up, and he rolled his eyes, and he shook his ugly head. And the preacher looked up to the skies, and these are the words he said. And these are the words he said.
Oh, Lord, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den. Uh-huh. Delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale. And then the Hebrew children from the fire furnace of the good book to declare. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. Well, Lord, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear.
Well, the bear commenced to climb the tree, and that made the preacher sore. Preacher climbed still higher till he couldn't climb no more. Well, just about then this limb gave away, and they both come a-tumbling down. And when that preacher began to pray, you could hear him for miles.